Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 30 minutes, I'm going to air the rest of the interview I did two nights ago, being aired here for the first time, with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, where he questioned the official 9/11 story, brought up Operation Northwoods, Gulf of Tonkin, and other government-staged events, and said he wouldn't put it past them. You heard the quote earlier. That's an incredible quote. I'm going to re-air, in fact, parts of that and then air the part we haven't aired yet coming up. I'm extremely honored to always be joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He was the head economist and number two at Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan, credited as being one of the fathers, if not the father, of Reaganomics. And he's writes great reports multiple times weekly, and we like to carry those at Infowars.com. You can also read them at LouRockwell.com. Here's a few of the headlines. Bush the pitiful. War criminal at bay. Crisis is upon us. Why Bush will nuke Iran. I never do pre-interviews with Dr. Roberts. I always just get him on and get his take on the latest info. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Alex.
Always good to have you with us, Dr. Roberts. What are a few of the issues in the next 30 minutes you think are most important that you'd like to discuss?
Oh, well, drat, why do you put all the work on me? It's just after lunch. I can hardly think.
That's classy. I mean, classic. Dr. Roberts?
I think, look, what have we got going on? We have all this stuff in the Congress to somehow validate torture, American use of torture.
That's the first thing I was actually going to raise to you, so I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, so they're codifying this in law, sure.
Mm-hmm, and they want to validate warrantless spying, and they're doing both. The Republicans collapsed, apparently they've got some kind of war plans with regard to Iran. So these, I think, are enough issues for 30 minutes.
These are a few of our favorite things. Now, actually, we hate it, folks, but we have to discuss it. Let's get into the weird smoke and mirrors. I've actually read the, quote, changes to the bill Bush introduced that does codify secret arrest of citizens, total end of the Fourth Amendment, total spying. Really, a lot of people are saying that he's trying to get passed through Congress so he doesn't get in trouble for the crimes he's committed, ordering torture and secret arrest and illegal spying. But I don't know if they can pass a law and then have it be retroactive. And then they spin it like it's some type of defeat for Bush with McCain, who's staging this dog and pony show, because the JAG officers and lawyers have looked at it and say it actually gives Bush more than what he asked for. Dr. Roberts?
Well, I haven't paid much attention to the final version, Alex, but I do agree that what's motivating Bush to push so hard for this is not anything to do with terrorism. It has to do with the very bad advice he was given by his Attorney General, Torture Gonzalez. And that has put Bush into the war criminal category, and the reason they want to pass this new bill is to give retroactive protection to Bush. Now, under the Constitution, retroactive law hasn't any force, but you never know what Supreme Court rules these days, particularly as it gets loaded up with Bush people. So it's better than nothing. And so I think that's the main motivation. The other motivation, of course, is more police power over the citizens.
I agree, Dr. Roberts. Stay there. We're going to be back in 3 minutes. Let's get back into this subject, then talk about their war plans for Iran, openly stating psychopathically they may nuke Iran preemptively. That's a sneak attack, folks. That's what the bad guys do. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's Ken Solar.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are winning. We are having an effect. I never talked about this last week. I'm just going to briefly mention it because I was just telling Dr. Roberts about it during the break. You go to Alexa.com and compare just PrisonPlanet.com, one of my nine websites, to it. PrisonPlanet.com is now bigger than RushLimbaugh.com. It's now bigger than AnnCoulter.com. It's now bigger than SeanHannity.com. And it's dwarfing all the phony libertarian sites. And I just say, God bless you listeners. And the thing doesn't make me any money, but we sure as, you know what, reach tens of millions now a week. And all the glory goes to the Creator. I am so excited that we're cleaning the New World Order's clock. And it's thanks to people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts that we're going to defeat this New World Order. I think we're going to win. But we are on the edge of World War III. If you just joined us, stations out there, we were talking about torture, spying. They're trying to codify it in one piece of legislation. I mean, even during the Civil War, they didn't put stuff this bold during Reconstruction into law. Secret arrests, secret trials, which aren't even trials. And I brought up the point to Dr. Roberts that they're doing this predominantly because Bush knows that he could get impeached, he could get indicted. What he's done is illegal from the insane advice of John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez. But to hear the talk show host on radio, so-called conservatives, they're out there defending this all over the country, saying the end of the Fourth Amendment, the end of the seventh, the end of the ninth, for that matter, the First Amendment, because you can't tell anybody if your family member's been arrested under the Patriot Act. Dr. Roberts, give us your take on that, sir. And I mean, this is quite a milestone.
Well, it's a police state, no question about it. It's a police state, and it can be used against anyone. And the notion that it has anything to do with terrorism is laughable. It's got nothing to do. Look, what terrorism is there? If the only terrorist event that we know of is 9/11. And as you know, there's disagreement about who did that. So that's the only event. And so because of this one event that is yet to be fully explained, we're losing the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and have become a police state. So it makes no sense. You know, if, for example, a terrorist were attacking every day, blowing up buildings every day, and killing hundreds of people every day, and that sort of thing, then you might say, oh my goodness, security comes first. But we're not subject to any of this attack or devastation, and so there's no reason for it in terms of what they give. It's got nothing to do with terrorism.
Well, then on top of it, it's the same crowd that lies premeditatedly about WMDs, that does no-bid contracts, and you've said it. You smell a giant stinking rat on 9/11.
Yeah, but let's just stay right on. Well, the real serious thing is that all the legal protections of American citizens are disappearing before our eyes. And as you said, the conservatives are cheering it on. So in what sense are they conservatives? They're not conservatives in any traditional sense. Because no traditional conservative has thought that civil liberties were dispensable. But that's where we are now. We now have a police state. We have a government with total arbitrary police powers. They can arrest anybody they want at any time and do anything they want to them and not tell their families or have the person any access to a court or a judge or a lawyer. So it's really a legal system that's probably as bad as any has ever existed anywhere on earth at any time.
Well, Dr. Roberts, isn't it true that even in Stalin's Russia or Hitler's Germany or China today, they've got all these rights on paper, they just sneak around and do the oppression quietly? This is one of the first times, maybe except for under the Roman system, where they openly are trying to place it into the canons of law that they can do things like this. I mean, have you ever seen cases of where governments put stuff like this into law?
No, I don't think so. This is the legitimization, the legal legitimization of a police state. That's what it is. And Americans are completely stupid to sit there and take this. And it will make the United States the most dangerous place to live on earth, because the power of the government over people is total.
Well, I don't think listeners, even some of our listeners, realize that Patriot Act 1 and the expansion of last year, Patriot Act 1.5, because they didn't get everything they wanted in 2. This new legislation will do that. This is basically Patriot Act 2 is what we're seeing right now. I should write a story on that, or you should, but this is full expansion. People don't realize that they're handing out federally written manuals that say land rights activists, pro-gun groups, people that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, anti-war groups. They've arrested homeless people sleeping on park benches, topless bar owners. They're going after toy store owners, and they call it infrastructure protection. They had an arrest warrant out for Greg Palast and were charging him with terrorism for videotaping a FEMA camp in Louisiana. I don't know if you saw that last week. We had him on. Now they've dropped it. But I mean, the point is that their definition of terrorism in Section 802 of the Patriot Act is any action that endangers human life, it's a violation of any federal or state law. And now, by just fiat, Homeland Security says it's more than that. It's infrastructure protection.
Well, historically, they always interpret any law expansively. Just like the old RICO law, the racketeering, was only supposed to be against gangsters. It ends up in divorce. It's like the drug confiscation law where you can only take the property of the drug dealer. Now they can take anybody's property under that law. So to say that they're doing this for terrorism, what it means is they can do it for anybody, under anything. I mean, a traffic ticket, for that matter. So you're right. And it's turned the United States into a police state. Now, what everybody says is, oh, they're only going to apply it to terrorists. But that shows those people are thinking that terrorists is somebody who runs around the bomb and blows somebody up. The terrorist is whoever the government says it is. So it's anybody. It's up to them. And as you said, first time, I think in recorded history, where police state measures are legislated as the legal basis of the legal system. So there's no more constitutional rights. There's no more Bill of Rights. There's no more civil liberties. Because we're all now totally subject to the discretion of any police officer in the United States.
Well, they're not joking around. I mean, this isn't a drill. This isn't a game. Meanwhile, more and more Americans are waking up to the fact that the war on terror is a fraud, because regardless of what you think about 9/11 and what really happened, the borders are more open now than they were before, and Bush is proposing blanket amnesty where, you know, they're trying to bring us into this new North American Union trade bloc, and they try to lie about that. Now the secret meetings have come out.
See, none of this is important if you don't have any civil liberties. In fact, why does it matter? And what are you defending if you keep out immigrants or Mexicans or illegals? I mean, if the country is gone the minute that you have a police state. So why do we care about what else they do?
No, I agree with you. I mean, this is central. If there's no habeas corpus, if there's secret arrest, secret trial by tribunal, secret execution, there is. I mean, this isn't just getting away from our founding documents. And I want to be clear, you're not talking about the worst in U.S. history. You're saying in modern world history, no one's ever codified it in law. They just do it sneakily. This is a new type of hubris. Why do you think they're so arrogant about it?
Well, I think because they've got the people frightened because of 9/11. And, you know, two-thirds of the people believe their story. And most people are very trusting of the government and don't believe the government does bad things. And they think that they haven't anything to fear because they're not doing bad things. They're not being terrorists. They're not, involved in Al-Qaeda or blowing up buildings. So they have nothing to fear. What do they need these protections for? And when people tell me that, I always point out, well, then, why did the Founding Fathers bother to write the Constitution? What did we need it for? According to your logic, you only need protection if you're bad up to no good, according to this trusting logic.
Well, let's call it what it is. It is braying sheep-like logic. History, if it shows us one thing, shows that government is the most dangerous thing. If you let it abuse you, it will abuse you to the maximum point that you allow it. I mean, what is it like to talk to these sheep who are so mindless and naive?
Well, I don't know, but I think what we have to worry about, certainly you even more than me, is what's going to stop them from picking you up? Nothing.
No, I know.
So the point is, you know, we've reached the point where I think any kind of dissent is, if it shows any sign of being effective, it's just it will be an excuse for you to disappear. So I think that's where we are. I don't know why they're building those concentration camps or detention centers that Halliburton has contracts for. I read all the news, but it's disappeared. Why are they doing that?
Well, I know this. If we all scream bloody murder, they can't get us all. They will kill a few of us. They will arrest a few of us. They'll even leak how we were tortured to death to try to chill you. But if you let them chill you, they're going to win. Everybody should be afraid of not taking action. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, final segment with you on the other side. I want to talk about their move to attack Iran.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Just finishing up the last subject, the end of the Republic, the end of the Bill of Rights, the end of common law. But not just that, I mean, stating that they are absolute God emperors and the power of kings, I guess, yet again. And they're doing the same thing in Europe, same thing in England. Dr. Roberts, you're speaking out. You know you can get picked up, you can get killed, you can get set up, you can get them to throw some cocaine in your car. You know, the police are turning into criminals, the whole society's degenerating. We're going to be like Mexico soon, just with the mordido and kickbacks. Why are you then doing what you're doing?
That's a good question. I guess I don't have good sense.
Well, I think you love this country and you're tired
of
it.
Well, you know, we have an obligation to defend the Constitution and pass on this achievement. So I suppose that's why that I'm doing it. Plus, I just hate evil. And we are confronted with demonic evil. That's what this administration or regime is.
They really are demonic evil.
Sorry?
But, I mean, they really are demonic evil. Writing memos saying you can torture children is demonic. You wrote a story, Why Bush Will Nuke Iran. They're actually saying again last week they may hit them with nukes. Israel's saying they may. You know that. I'm just telling the audience. They're 9 years away from having a nuke if they were left alone. There's no threat. Pakistan's got all these nukes. North Korea does. But we're worried about Iran. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I think the problem... for the neoconservatives is that their program of establishing American hegemony in the Middle East has been defeated in Iraq and in Afghanistan. We've lost both wars. Today, there's a report from an American official that, well, we'll be fighting in Afghanistan at least 10 more years. So we've lost the two wars. So the whole plan to use 9/11 to establish American hegemony in the Middle East has come a cropper. So how can they do it now? The only way they can do it now, they think. I'm not saying it would succeed, but this is what's in the neoconservatives' mind, is to use tactical nukes. They have permission under the new war doctrine now to use theater nuclear weapons on non-nuclear countries in preemptive attack.
And that's permission from themselves, more of this Fuhrer precept.
Well, it's from the Doctrine for Joint Nuclear Operations, Joint Publication 312. Final coordination is 15th of March 2005. So that's when it was all laid out. It's the war doctrine, you know, from the Pentagon, from the Joint Chiefs. And so
what's
what
going to happen if they preempt?
Let me finish this. What they're going to do, They think, if they use tactical nukes, that it will intimidate Iran, and there will be no retaliation. They won't attack our ships or our troops in Iraq or send Hezbollah into action. And it will intimidate Muslims throughout the Middle East. It makes them see that if they don't lay down and accept U.S. hegemony, they're going to be nuked. So the notion of the neocons is that if we nuke Iran, it sends a message that they have no recourse but to accept our hegemony and do as we want, or they face the potential genocide. So that's the reason. It's the effort to regroup and to save their attempt to establish American hegemony in the Middle East.
Well, I agree with you. You're saying it's like Hitler when he's losing in North Africa and in the attack on England. He turns east with Barbarossa against the Russians. So it's really a Ponzi scheme. He's trying to fully escalate because their other plans are failing. The problem is that all the real strategists in government in their own reports say, if they nuke, the gas prices will more than double, the economy will fold, the Arabs will go absolutely ape globally, and it's going to be cities burning everywhere. This is going to be insane.
I don't know what the response would be. I suspect the neocons are wrong in their surmise. But what a definite response will be is that we will then be the pariah nation. We will be the nuclear terrorists.
We will beat Adolf Hitler.
We will be Adolf Hitler. It will traumatize the Japanese, remind them of Hiroshima, Nagasaki. They'll lose their sycophantic relationship with us. The Russians, the Chinese will unite in some kind of a alliance against us. I think it will end our influence in Europe, Latin America. It's a madcap scheme, but you have to keep in mind that the neocons are fanatics. They are mad.
Roberts, I know that you are got another appointment, but I just want 2 minutes on the other side. I want you to be able to finish this thought. This is so central. This is so important. We're going to break for just 3 minutes. When we come back, finish your thought on this, and I've got one more question, and then we're going to let you go. And don't worry, we won't keep you too long, because I've got this Jesse Ventura interview I'm sworn to play.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof, get the book. Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the NT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just a program note, the Jesse Ventura interview is coming up here in just a few minutes. I heard about 8 minutes of it last hour. Scott, get it queued up to the first. I just want to re-air the whole thing. All right, and we'll do that here in just a few minutes. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has stayed over because I had one more question for him about the last subject. The neocons are saying they plan to hit Iran. Top generals are saying that they're going into more than just planning phases, but actually planning operations with an eye to strike Iran. The neocon media and the liberal media is in overdrive, legitimizing it, saying Iran needs to be hit, hyping it, claiming they're behind bin Laden, just like they claimed Iraq was. How do you see this unfolding, Dr. Roberts, and how do we stop it? Or are these madmen just committed to do this come hell or high water?
Well, I think they're committed to do it. They, according to Professor Hirsch out of the University of California, they've overcome the American military's opposition. I don't think they can overcome the Russian or the Chinese opposition. but I suspect they will do it anyhow, and not care if they further alienated those two countries. And I'm not sure whether the leaders in Europe are independent enough of the United States to oppose them. So what will stop them? I can't see anything. There's no organized political opposition. And as you said, many Americans believe their propaganda about Iran. So and they can orchestrate any kind of an incident or make any kind of announcement, etc. such and such has happened. So I don't know what can stop them. I don't see what can stop them.
Well, I've gotten good intel from a lot of different sources and on the ground up in Ottawa when they had the big Bilderberg conference that there are large sections of the elite who do think the neocons are dangerous and out of control and need to stop what they're doing. And I've gotten confirmed reports they have screaming matches now for the first time at these elite high-level meetings. So is that a good sign that they're at least screaming at each other?
Well, that's a good sign. But who is in power? Who's in power of the neocons? Cheney and Bush, I think, is their control puppet. So I don't know exactly. The only way I can see it be stopped is if many of the top generals simply resigned. They just resigned in protest. That would cause public attention to focus on it. But these generals, you see, it's so valuable to leave on good terms so you can pick up the consultancies and get rich after you retire. I just don't know how many, what the likelihood that there are any non-political generals left who would do something like that. But if the Joint Chiefs were to resign in protest, that would certainly throw a monkey wrench.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, at the same time, I listened to talk radio. You have mindless Americans who literally can't even pronounce Iran or Iraq properly. They can't find it on a map, but they almost get sexual pleasure in their voice on air when they talk about killing all Arabs, nuking them all, how much fun it's going to be to kill them all. I guess we really have turned into the worse than the Nazis in certain respects.
Yes, I'm afraid that's true. The brown shirts are here. In fact, I don't believe it's possible for anybody to be a supporter of Bush who doesn't have a brown shirt mentality. I just don't, unless you're just completely in the dark and you have the foggiest idea of what's going on and why, and you think that he's saving you from homosexuals and abortionists. There's some of those people. But anybody that got any awareness of what's going on who supports this administration has to have a brown shirt mentality.
Absolutely. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for the time. God bless.
God bless you, Alex. Goodbye.
Take care, my friend. Okay, here is the Ventura interview in its entirety. We'll break, come back in the next segment, play the rest of it, go into the next hour, 5 minutes, finishing it up, and then we're going to have an expert on electronic voting fraud, the author of Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, coming up later in the next hour. Stay with us. Here's Jesse Ventura.
Man, you guys are great. You said there's been 10 minutes with each person. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
You do what you need to do.
Hey, we appreciate you. Mr. Ventura, I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, I became a big supporter of you when I saw the clip online in the summer of 2003 when you were on Jay Leno. It was heartfelt. It was energy. It was pure truth. Sorry, tell people thanks for standing up for the truth. Thanks for standing up for what's right. You were on Jay Leno. You talked about Gulf of Tonkin. Since then, it's been declassified. It was all stage. You obviously knew you were inside all of that later.
Yeah.
I would just like to get your view, your take on 9/11, Gulf of Tonkin, JFK, all of it.
Well, I think the most interesting thing to talk about today is if people aren't aware that due to the Freedom of Information Act, in the early 60s, the Pentagon had an operation called Operation Northwoods, and it never came to reality, but it was on the table that our military would attack certain cities within the United States and make it look like Cuba did it to justify an invasion of Cuba. It never happened, but just the simple fact that they contemplated it and it was actually on the table in the Pentagon, I find that just very disturbing, that they would, you know, even consider using our military to try to justify an invasion of another country.
They did speak on Jay Leno, according to my recollection, about how Gulf of Tonkin was staged, how you were lied to, we were lied to, you lost a lot of friends. What was it like to learn that they had staged an event that didn't really happen to bring us into full-scale war in 64? What was it like when you realized that and you learned that?
Well, it was very disappointing to believe in your country that they would lie to you to get into a war. that they would perpetrate a lie and that the media would go along with it. It's a real eye-opener. And you realize that if they would do it in the 60s, they'll do it again. If it works once, it'll work again. Government very much operates that way. And I really learned about it when McNamara did his tour with film and he came to Harvard when I was teaching there. And they pretty much had to lock me up in a room so that I wouldn't confront him. And
what would you say to him if you were in a room with him?
I would ask him why we were lied to and what the purpose was for it. The one thing I do question on 9/11 is the fact that if anyone's familiar with the Payne Stewart, the golfer, and when he died, he was flying in a private plane, and they lost contact with that private plane out of Florida, and within 30 minutes they had a fighter jet up on the wing. And that fighter stayed with it all the way till it crashed in Nebraska, making sure that it didn't harm anyone. And the thing I questioned on 9/11 was simply the fact, where were our planes? When all of this was going on and planes were being hijacked an hour apart, and there were four of them to cover about a six-hour space, at no time, to my knowledge, did we have any fighter planes up in the air. Why?
Well, the default position is to send up fighters.
Right. Why weren't they? In light of the fact that there was a cover-up that got us into the Vietnam War, and there was, in my opinion, a cover-up of John Kennedy's assassination, I would just say that I don't believe it's beyond reason to not at least consider that the government certainly would do things like that.
You're here, you know about Tonkin, you know about Northwoods, you know about...
Well, I know about those things from reading on Kennedy, is how most of them came out.
That's right, Kennedy said no to Northwoods.
Through my research of Kennedy is how I learned of most of these things. I question it only because of the Payne Stewart situation.
And Northwoods.
And Northwoods. But as far as me having any knowledge that we were lied to, I don't. As far as JFK goes, well, I've been studying that for 25 years, or 20 years, I guess, or more now, and I don't believe for one minute the Warren Commission. I think that it's fraudulent in the fact that if you break it down to simplistic form, if Lee Harvey Oswald is who they told us he was, this little disgruntled Marine who became a communist and decided to kill the president, then why would all the information have to be locked up in national security and kept secret for 20 years?
Well, sir, you were a Navy SEAL. Three shots in 6 seconds with a bolt-action rifle, you're not going to hit the side of a barn. At least
no, I don't believe he could make the shot.
Can you speak to that?
As far as the shots he did, three of them and the magic bullet and the headshot, I've been to Dealey Plaza, and I don't think he could make the shots, in my opinion, because it was a difficult shot with a target going away from you and dropping, and not only that, he had to shoot through a tree. If you go up to the nest, you look and see this massive tree, and it's the same size today as it was back in 1963.
I don't buy the Warren Commission. I don't buy what their results. I don't buy that they deemed Oswald the killer, and one of the main reasons is because in our country, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Lee Harvey Oswald has never been offered a trial in a court of law to determine whether he was guilty or innocent or not. He never got that. He's been convicted by public opinion and convicted by our government.
In absentia.
Right. And the point of the matter is that that's unfair, that history should be documented that way when there's no definitive evidence that he did it, in my opinion.
We're told to give up liberty and we'll get security. We give up liberty, do we get security?
No. And I think that's very clear. Anyone that believes that is naive, because I think it was made very clear in the hurricane in New Orleans. They had 2 weeks to prepare for that and couldn't save anybody. How are they going to save you from a terrorist attack that doesn't tell you when it's going to happen?
Absolutely.
So I don't buy that we're any more safe today than we were prior to 9/11, because hurricane in New Orleans proved that to me.
They can't and they won't help us. In fact, they didn't come with food and water. They came to confiscate guns.
In New Orleans?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Have you seen that footage of the troops taking
it? It was also, I found very interesting, that Richard Nixon had the 82nd Airborne in there when the hurricane hit back in the 70s within 24 hours. And yet this president didn't do a thing for 8 days, you know, before he reacted and sent troops in there. And for people that say that, well, you can't blame President Bush, yes, I fully blame him for the hurricane. And you know why? Because it covered more than one state. Anytime any tragedy like that encompasses more than one state, it immediately falls to federal jurisdiction. The other reason I blame George Bush for the hurricane and what happened afterwards is because the only people in our country capable logistically of handling a tragedy like that is the U.S. military. They're the only ones that logistically have the equipment to do it. It's just the fact that there were, you know, that the military is the only one capable of handling that type of disaster, and so they should have been called in immediately, and they weren't. So that tells me that the country can't protect you. You have to protect yourself.
Your whole comment on how 9/11 has been used to set up I believe it's a police state. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I don't know if it's a police state or not, the whole war on terrorism, but I do know that anytime the government tells you they're going to protect you, be prepared because you're going to lose your freedom and your rights. And I personally, my personal viewpoint is I'd rather deal with the terrorists than I would the loss of my freedom. And I think that ultimately, I hate to say this, we're winning on the battlefield, but I think the terrorists are winning the war because they're changing America. These were also the same people that told us there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So take it with the grain of salt. They were wrong once. They could be wrong again.
You think they're wrong or that they're lying premeditatedly?
I don't know. I don't have that opinion.
But
they deliver the information. It's how the information's interpreted. You can interpret information any way you want.
You're down here.
The end can justify the means.
You're down here in Texas. You're here supporting Hinkie Friedman for governor. You obviously care about liberty and freedom, care about independence. I mean, at least that's my opinion on them. Mm-hmm. The words in your mouth. Why are you here? Why are you supporting Hinkie Friedman? What do you think about the future of America?
I'm supporting Kinky because he's an independent, and I don't believe in the Democratic and Republican parties. I think that what they've evolved to today is a detriment to our country. They're destroying our election process, and they're making our elections fall victim to a system of bribery, which they've created, which in the private sector is illegal and you'll go to jail, but in the public sector it's the status quo. It's what we have for a political system, and they're responsible for it, and until we as a public demand a change from it, it's going to be business as usual. But rather than attacking the system, I would rather take a moment and attack the United States citizens on their apathy. Because it's their apathy that allows many of these things to happen, is because they simply don't get involved and they don't care beyond their own lives. And it's too bad because it's going to affect them eventually.
We know the 9/11 Commission was appointed by Bush and they still call it independent. We know it wasn't independent. And that's not my opinion, that's a fact. Do you believe there should be a new independent investigation of 9/11?
Would it make any difference?
Well, let me just ask you a question. Do you think there should be an investigation?
And I'm asking you one. Would it make any difference?
Yeah, I think if we had a state investigation with a good grand jury and the real evidence brought forward, I think a new investigation would make a difference.
Yeah.
People demanded an investigation. We were given a whitewash, so it must make a difference. They must be afraid of a real investigation.
Well, and have we ever gotten a real investigation of anything?
No, but I don't want to have an attitude of just quitting and giving in. I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but it is the point. Sure, stuff's bad, but if people weren't fighting tyranny and weren't involved, and you weren't down here in Texas right now supporting Hinkie Friedman, and we didn't still have that fighting attitude, wouldn't we be in a worse position?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think you know. That's why you're here. No. Well, why are you here then?
I'm here because they asked me to be here. I'm here because I met Kinky a year ago and told him I'd help him.
So you're keeping a promise.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a damn good chance of winning.
Good. I hope he does. I mean, I'm not down here to waste my time, but on the other hand, I have given up. That's why I live in Mexico now.
Where do you live? Just region of Mexico. What are you like in Mexico?
I live in the Baja.
I heard you're doing a lot of surfing.
I'm attempting to.
Well, you look good. You look good.
Yeah, I run 12 miles a week.
Jeez.
And at my age, it's not bad, although it's not really running like I used to. But and
you down there with the family?
Oh, yeah. No, not my kids. My kids have grown up.
Yeah.
So, but I've more or less said my fight's over. Because I've already given 6 years to the military, 4 years as a mayor, 4 years as a governor. That's 14 years of my life to public service. I think I've earned the right to enjoy my life after age 55 without committing to public service anymore.
Well, I think you've had an effect. I mean, really, we see this burgeoning grassroots populism, and I think you were there at the start of that.
Well, people fail to realize, though, that there was an independent governor before me that served with me, just didn't happen to get all the publicity I got. And that was Angus King of Maine. Angus preceded me by 4 years up in Maine and served actually for 8 years. So I may be the catalyst to a certain extent because of who I am, but I'm certainly not the first. And hopefully not the last.
Is Alex still in with you?
Yeah. You'll hear some audio of the video of Kinky and Juford, his manager, outside while we're inside. And then Ventura comes out, and we get some freeform stuff out in the back parking lot before he left. And just wait till you hear it.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Just commenting on what Ventura had to say, and we got more we're going to play here in a minute. He just, out of the blue, just says, look, I've given up, and I've done my work, and I've moved to Mexico, and he said some other stuff off camera that I'm not going to repeat. But basically, like he said on Jay Leno, he said, Gulf of Tonkin, 9/11, we're being lied to. He says, they know where I live, they can come get me if they want. And I guess in the last 3 years, he's just decided, hey, you know, I'm giving up. But at the same time, he's not giving up. You know, he's trying to help an independent here locally. whether you love or hate Kinky Friedman, I mean, he's better than the other candidates. It was an interesting interview, and we've got some more of it we'll air later in the week, because we sat down with him for about 25, 26 minutes in that interview, and you just heard about, I don't know, about 16 minutes of it. Next, we cut to cameras outside the room, and it's Kinky Friedman and his manager talking about us. It's just interesting, because he talks about, you know, how, well, you'll hear it. And then the next clip is we come walking outside, and somebody's talking about Wellstone. And I say, oh, do you think Wellstone was killed? You know, the evidence points towards it. And he goes, baloney. And they better have cut out what he actually said. He said, BS. And he starts yelling about it. And then I give him a copy of Terror Storm, and he looks at it real interested and asks why I'm there and what I'm doing. And as he drives off, we see him sitting there reading Terror Storm. So now he's educated on that. And I knew Ventura knew me from the time I got there. He just kept looking at me with horror, basically. He'd agreed to do the interview, but I knew that he knew he'd be in the hot seat. And when I was inside interviewing Kinky after I interviewed Ventura, he didn't know Kevin Smith worked for me, and Kevin's out there in the hall, and he runs up to Juford, Kinky's manager, and goes, man, that guy's dangerous. That's a dangerous interviewer, dangerous information. Dangerous. Because he knows it is dangerous. And I guess Ventura didn't know we had cameras rolling, and I think we have that, but we're not going to put it out because it was candid. Let's go back to the tape. Here it is.
Is Alex still in with Jess?
Yeah. I don't want to pretend he's in there.
Thank you for talking to us, sir.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. So you don't necessarily trust it?
Well, I don't necessarily trust the government at all, but you know, I have nothing that says they lied. I can't say that.
Sure. Thanks for talking to us.
Okay.
No, he's good.
Why would Wellstone have not signed on for the investigation?
Oh, do you think Wellstone was whacked? Because all the evidence says he was.
Bullcrap. Bullcrap. And you can quote me on that. That's bull. I don't care what Fetzer says. It's bull.
What about the Zapruder
tape? The day that his plane went down, I wouldn't have flown that day.
It was snowing.
It was a god-awful day. I know the airport up in Duluth. That was pilot air. It's easy to do. It was foggy. It was raining. It was clouds. All he had to do was bank that plane and screw up with the instruments is what he did, and he killed himself. No shot down.
I was just asking your opinion on it.
And you got it. I don't believe it. No way. Because I distinctly remember the day it happened. It was a day I would have never flown in Minnesota that day. The weather was awful.
Are you friends with Fetzer? Research on... Because I like Fetzer. Did you see him on C-SPAN on 9/11?
I like Fetzer, but I think that Jim tends to believe that everything's a conspiracy.
And everything isn't.
And everything isn't.
When we had the cameras off earlier, though, you said you don't just carte blanche trust the government.
I don't trust the government necessarily, but I don't think anyone should. I mean, you shouldn't just take what the government says as truth, because the government is people.
So it's a cross-section of society.
Yeah.
In the next segment, we got Vicky Karp in studio. Our new book, Hacked: High-Tech Election Theft in America. And we're going to be carrying this book, by the way. All right, stay with us. The third hour is in 70 seconds. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.